if al-Shabaab, in fact, carried this attack out, and I have no reason to question that, it indicates that they're increasingly using these terrorist tactics of political assassination and car bombings, the sort of thing that you see imported from other parts of the world, and that also tracks with growing reports of the number of foreign jihadis that are joining that group, because these are not traditional Somali tactics at all, but they do suggest that it's the work or the training of persons coming from other parts of the world, particularly the Middle East and South Asia.
Now, Professor, you and other experts have said many times that you need a Somali solution to the problem in that country. But is that still possible with what's going on?
I still hold that. It's difficult, though, because you find the Somalis themselves fighting something of an asymmetrical kind of warfare, where one group, which is using terrorist tactics, has something of an advantage, at least over the short term, because these tactics are obviously very effective. Over the longer term, though, what these tactics do is to alienate Somalis. And I think that will happen at some point. I think it already has happened to some extent. I don't think Somalis generally approve of this kind of approach, and it's going to make the short-term successes of groups like al-Shabaab perhaps pyrrhic victories.
So what does the international community do at this point? Does it just stand back and wait for a resolution to the situation?
I would hope the international community would step up. Both the training and the equipping of security forces for the transitional federal government. And this is tricky because you have to have loyal followers in order to do the training and the equipping. Otherwise, you'll end up training a lot of folks who are not sure whose side they're on, and that doesn't serve any useful purpose at all. But if you can ascertain that a certain core group is indeed loyal to your cause, you do have to train and equip that group. And that would certainly include the police, but police are no match for al-Shabaab at this point. It also means some sort of more advanced security apparatus. But I really think they should be Somalis, and I just don't see the purpose of having a very large foreign presence, a military presence, in the country, either in the form of the African Union forces or United Nations forces. I think that creates so much resentment.